T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to gut through this today, Tommy. We're going to make it. I don't know. The competition Danny and I are having are who's going to be more sick faster with
it's
the cold.
It's an embarrassment.
It does feel like we've been here 13 hours.
This is longer, and I'm not kidding you. This feels like a longer show than when you, me, and Dukes and a junkie would do 9 hours.
That's probably not a great sign.
Just scuffling right now.
A little bit.
Listen, I understand it's not real adversity. All right, I get it.
It's not a real job.
I get it.
We're not digging ditches.
I got a cough.
We're doing all right. Ben McAdoo has been fired by the Giants.
He gone.
Talking to Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator, Denver Broncos, former head coach, now back in New England for the second time. Josh McDaniels going to New York, I think, would be a bad news bears for the Redskins. I really believe that.
You think he'll do a better job this time around?
I do, man. I think he's super sharp. I think he's got that Kyle Shanahan, Sean McVay, Jay Gruden offensive ability.
And I think he learned his lesson last time where he was like a bro.
Well, don't forget,
coaching.
Though, they got off to a really good start. They were, I think, 6-0. If not, then maybe they were like 6-2. But he had some early success in Denver before things came off the wheel. The wheels came off the wagon a little bit.
Yeah.
And everything came off the tracks. And then he went back to New England to kind of what was safe. But I really do genuinely believe he will be a good NFL head coach. And if he goes to New York, now that's another offensive mind in your division. It's going to get receivers open. Look at New England over the years. And I know they have Tom Brady. I get it. But when Tom Brady got hurt, they went 11-5. And when he was hurt again, suspended last year for 4 games, they went 3-1 without him. And they did it with Jacoby Brissett and with Jimmy Garoppolo and a bunch of guys just kind of throwing to open receivers and dunking the ball down to running backs out of the backfield.
Yeah, they take guys that you don't want and get them open.
They've never had superb wideouts other than when they went out and got Randy Moss. I mean, McDaniels has made a lot of chicken salad out of everything he's been given over the years. So that's one kind of news item on the coaching front. I wrote a story yesterday about other coaches that could be out of a job. I want to see what you think. I said it was fun while it lasted is my category for you are cooked, sir, it is over. Hugh Jackson was my first guy. I'm a process over results guy. Everybody knows that. But there's a difference between going 6-10 and 0-16, 5-11 and 1-15. The Browns are now 1-27 in his tenure, and I just think that gets harder to sell to free agents, to your own players. He's also a quarterback whisperer who has not made Cody Kessler or Deshaun Kizer, or anybody else like Kevin Hogan that he has dealt with better. Nobody has flourished under him. Kizer's been terrible. They may go 0-16 after going 1-15 last year. I just don't know how you could possibly keep him.
They've been outscored by 132 points. By every metric that we have, they are the worst team in the NFL. There's not a, hey, but they were actually in a couple games, which happened before, where the hard luck Browns, they lost. They're the worst we've got.
And if he was coaching the Patriots right now, would the Patriots be 0 for the season? Of course not.
No.
But would they be a lot worse than they are?
Yes.
Probably. Chuck Pagano of the Indianapolis Colts. I think he's out.
He should be out.
6 years is a long time to run an NFL team. It really is, if you think about it. And that's how long he's been in control in Indianapolis. Missed 12 games that first year. You may remember he was dealing with cancer and getting treatment. Returned to the club the next year and the year after. He went 11-5 back-to-back years, including getting to the AFC Championship game in 13-14. But they're trending in the wrong direction since. They've gone 8-8 the last 2 years. They're not going to get to 8 wins this year. At best, if they win their last 4, they'll be 7-9. They're probably going to be 4-12 or 5-11. They're going to pick in the top 5 in the draft. I think it's time to hit reboot and to get somebody maybe a little bit younger and up-and-coming offensively to work with Andrew Luck. By the way, you don't even know if Luck is going to be around now, so it's all the more reason to really start over.
They need a culture change there, too. I mean, you've got the players not listing a cornerback on the injury report or the team not listing him, and there's a fight going over that. They cut him. Some bad things are going on. It's not all on him. It's Grigson as well, the GM, but it's bad. You got to start over.
The third guy I've got that I think needs to be out this offseason is John Fox of the Bears.
Got him written down right there.
Fox is winding down his third season in Chicago. Feels like longer than that. How much better are the Bears than when he took them over? He inherited a 5-11 team, needed a culture shift. But before that 5-11 under Trestman, they had had back-to-back years where they won a combined 18 games, 10-8, I think, in those two seasons. That was not a barren cupboard completely. Went 6-10 in his first season, regressed to 3-13 last year. They're 3-9 right now. Another double-digit loss season is coming. Their offense is one of the worst in the sport, and this is
really bad.
Partially a John Fox problem. Look at what Jared Goff has done, emerging as a star while paired with Sean McVay. They've got a kid quarterback in Mitchell Trubisky who I think needs to work with a smart offensive mind to get the most out of him. John Fox is not going to McVay Trubisky into Goff. I would go talk to Josh McDaniels. If that would be my hire. Or I would go talk to Jim Bob Cooter from the Detroit Lions, who I think is a future NFL head coach, believe it or not, despite his name, because it's a funny name.
We agree there. A couple other guys that come to mind for me. I want to see if you have them as well. These are the sneakier ones, because all those, I think, are lockstep. Dirk Cutter.
Do you have anyone else who's a lock?
No locks.
Okay.
But I got a couple other. Do you have one more lock?
No, those are the only three I had. I have another category, which is basically I won't be surprised if.
Anytime you got this kind of disappointment, Dirk Cutter in Tampa Bay, I think
he's
needs
on
to be on a list.
Won't be surprised.
Here's one, a couple names that I kind of go, I could see this happening. Jim Caldwell in Detroit. Not that he deserves it necessarily, but we're still stuck in this kind of mire. Where so Detroit's got some talent. Detroit's okay, but they always seem to find a way to kill themselves.
I put Jim Caldwell on my list last night as the don't be surprised if, and I pointed out that he had an expiring contract at the end of the year incorrectly.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, he did at the start of the year. They re-upped with him in the fall.
Oh, really?
I never heard about that, and I actually Googled it because someone told me about it on Twitter, and all the stories were, why are the Lions hiding their extension with Jim Caldwell? So I guess it wasn't that big of a deal when they did it. So he got an extension. However, same with, as we're talking about with Jay Gruden, who I don't think deserves to be fired. It doesn't mean that you can't lose your job because you got a couple of years that need to be paid.
Yeah.
The story on Caldwell would be this. This is the second program he's been in now where a team has gone in the complete wrong direction under his watch. The Colts were 14-2 when he took over, 10-6, and then 2-14 in 3 years. Obviously, Peyton Manning is a big reason for that. But the Lions have gone from 11-5 to 9-7 to probably around 7-9 or 8-8 this year. And it's not like they're about to become a contender for a Super Bowl in the NFC. They're not at risk of that at all. I've never really been a big Caldwell guy. There are other guys more likely to lose their jobs. I want to throw one out at you that's been a longtime coach in a spot.
Yeah, I got one.
That I would be surprised if he's back next year as well. 800-636-1067. You want to chime in on coaches who could be on the hot seat. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Hey, folks. Danny Rouillet for my guys at Ted Burt Ford. You've heard me talk about him. I've talked about him a bunch. Here's why. I love him. I got two different cars from Ted Burt Ford. 2016, the wife and I got ourselves a 2016 Ford Edge. Only made sense. We got the mid-sized SUV, the Goldilocks of SUVs, right? Just the exact right size. Couldn't be more comfortable. Like the power, the gas mileage, a Sync 3 display. It's awesome. I love that car. That's what the wife, that's the whip she pushes about the place. Me, myself, and I got a Ford Fusion. 2017 Ford Fusion. Got it in 2017. Great deals on all of those 2017s right now at Ted Burt Ford. Plus, when you buy from Ted Burt Ford, in addition to the great specials going on right now, you get something called Ted Britt for Life. It's lifetime vehicle coverage, people. That's not just something you say. It's something that they do. It's on a daily basis. They earn your business with great customer care. New, pre-owned vehicles, anything less than 100,000 miles, anything under 100,000 miles, you get the lifetime vehicle coverage. That's powertrain, stuff like the engine, the transmission, things like that, right? The big stuff. Little stuff like Virginia State Inspection. They'll take care of that for you. They'll replace your battery once every few years, right? Windshield replacement. You crack that windshield, you bring it in, they fix it for you. They're the best. You got to go see them, and when you do, tell them Danny sent you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.